I'm Madeline Brand in Los Angeles, and this is Day to Day. If you've got a 401k or any other kind of retirement plan, some of that money is probably in a mutual fund or several mutual funds. And over the last several weeks, the mutual fund industry has been embroiled in its own Wall Street scandal. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Viglin. Hi, Tess.
Happy Friday, Madeline.
Thank you. Tess, we've been hearing the phrase after-hours trading, and that's what's gotten these mutual fund companies into trouble. What does that mean? What are they doing?
Basically, they're executing trades after the markets close. They're buying and selling the stocks within their mutual funds at pre-market closing prices. You may have heard this analogy used in this scandal. It's kind of like betting on a horse after the race is over. And only certain people can place those bets, professional mutual fund traders, not average investors. After-hours trading is illegal, but enforcement's been fairly lax on Wall Street until now.
And this is another investigation started by the New York Attorney General, Elliot Spitzer?
Yeah, he started all this in early September when he accused a major hedge fund manager of doing this illegal after-hours trading in cahoots with some big-name mutual funds. Now the SEC is getting involved. Yesterday, the agency's chairman, William Donaldson, says they will be looking into some new rules and enforcement action in the mutual fund industry.
And which mutual fund companies are we talking about?
Lots of big names here, Madeline. Merrill Lynch, Prudential, Bank of America, Janus. Now, several of them, in part because they saw what happened to the investment banks last spring, immediately announced their own internal investigations. Merrill, Alliance Capital Management, Prudential, Fred Alger Management have suspended or fired employees who allegedly did these illegal trades. And Bank of America and Janus set up restitution funds for investors who lost money because of the scandal.
So what does this mean for us, for the investors who may have money in these mutual funds?
Yeah, more than 90 million people have mutual funds. So this scandal really has an even wider impact than some of the other Wall Street scandals we've had the last couple of years. And it looks like investors are not happy with what's going on. There was a survey earlier this week that showed the amount of money going into mutual funds dropped by more than half from the end of August to the end of September. And so it is ongoing. And here in the Marketplace newsroom, we're looking at the calls for more transparency and how the U.S. doles out contracts to rebuild Iraq. And of course, we'll have the week on Wall Street.
Tess Viglin of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace, joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio. Thanks, Tess.
Thank you, Madeline.